Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, I have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up, family?
Also on this episode, we have Ant. What's up, Ant?
Here.
And on this, also on this episode, we have another podcast joining us. We have the Pardon Our Ignorance podcast. We have Pierre. It's basically a recurring co-host here. What's up, Pierre? And then we also got Mike. What's up, Mike? And on his pot, yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, we hear you.
And on this podcast, as you know, we always have our own takes on a lot of topics. And as always, I want to thank everybody for supporting. And so before we start the podcast, we always go over what we have been tuned into, whether it be movies, music, books, TV shows, other podcasts, whatever. But we're not doing that today because we're just going to talk about Kendrick Lamar. So, yeah. So, first topic, I just want y'all thoughts on the new Kendrick project. So, go ahead, Leek.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, it's a dope-ass project. I feel like it's like Kendrick's 444 project. Like,
okay,
it was very like personal. Like, at first I kind of wanted like more bangers like N95 and like Purple Heart, but like I feel like those other records was needed. Like, what is it, Auntie Diaries. Thank you. I got some of the names fucked up. What's the other one? Father Time. I want to say.
Those
type records was like needed for real. So like I just feel like it was just a personal project, and in the grand scheme of things, to kind of just to add on to it, this is the last project he is with TDE. So I feel like it was the perfect project to end with what he already had going on. It kind of like ended the story, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's all how right. I feel.
All right, so Ant, how you feel about the project?
Man, you know I've been waiting so fucking long. Bro. Speechless. No skips. Period.
All right.
I got That's one. It. I ain't gonna lie. I got one skip.
What's the skip?
The whole fuck you nigga, fuck you bitch song. I mean, after you heard it it's like after you heard it the first time, you kind of you get it. Like I don't need to keep hearing that the whole song every time I hear the project.
That's the one. Baby I can mama spit. Drama. What y'all talking about?
That's a fact, though.
All right, Pierre. How do you feel about the project?
Well, if you've been listening to our episode with me and Mike, broke it down. We said, I said. It was an 8.5. I did that. It was solid. That was a solid album to leave TDE with. So I have no, I don't know. Only song I didn't like was Die Hard. It wasn't.
Oh, you crazy shit.
Mm.
Die Hard. I fuck with that.
It's the song with Blast. It's a song with Blast. How can you say you don't like a song with Blast, Pierre?
I ain't gonna lie. I did. I wish it was harder though. I ain't gonna lie. I see what people are saying. Yeah, I do wish it was harder.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Nah. But Mike, how do you feel about the project?
I mean the project was cool. I feel as though he kinda didn't go all out because it was his last one from TDE, but like if it was a PG Lang joint, I feel as though he would have went a little harder. But it was cool. I fuck with it. Like, I don't like the wait. I already told Pierre on this. We should have had at least like 20, 30 on that joint. Like, I hate waiting years for an album. Like, bro, you've been dead for a minute. We ain't hear from you from a minute. So the fact that, you know, we kind of been gone, we need a little bit more. I mean, he had 18. I need like a 23. Give me a little Jordan pack. I'll be all right. But it was cool. It was chilling.
I know for me, I feel like I want to call it. It was like a therapy album. It's like he made like he was talking, like I mean, he was rapping on the songs and shit, and like he was rapping to us like we were therapists and whatnot. So that's what I took out of it, because like all the shit he was talking about, where it'd be like like the transphobia, father issues, love life and all that shit. Mm-hmm.
Did anybody catch any similarities? I'm not gonna lie, he kind of pulled a Jay-Z on this.
Mikey cutting out.
Yeah, he cutting out. Is he talking about Jay Whoop the 4-4 though?
He kind of pulled a 4-for-4 on this.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to say, I guess he cheated on his girl, and then the whole transphobia thing. I'm like, this is Jay-Z vibes all over again.
Facts. That's definitely what I got from it.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to be mad if you get a Grammy. I mean, whatever, a Grammy off of it, but, you know, he gave me Jay-Z vibes.
Yeah, I mean, cause like my favorite tracks are Die Hard, cause my guy Blast is on that shit. Father Time's hard, Rich Spirit. I actually fucked with We Cry Together for a Frank on Hold You.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Oh, I got some Yeezus vibes too. I just want to throw that in there. I heard a little influencer of the Yeezus in there, just a little bit.
All right. I got Savior, Auntie Diaries, and then Mother I Sober. That song right there.
That's the best song off the album.
Yo.
What song?
What's your top three?
Top three? I mean, off the top of my head, Mother I Sober, Gimme Auntie Diaries, and then Gimme Savior.
Okay,
all right.
I'm bad
and
with
P,
names.
What's your top three?
Nigga, I only got one. I'm sorry. I mean, I love the
You got one.
Mother I Sober. I lied. So Mother I Sober, what's the song with Kodak? What's that shit?
Silent Hill.
Silent Hill.
Facts. That's what I'm on.
Oh, you fuck with Kodak now.
No,
that's what I'm saying. That's the same thing I'm saying. Like,
first of all, no. Time out. And then this nigga said, I don't listen to that. He don't listen to R. Kelly because of R. Kelly shit. But then Kodak did the same exact thing
He
still listens to Kodak. Get the fuck out of here.
That's a slight point.
You got a point.
I just found that out. Kodak was like that.
Yo, R. Kelly's not. Yo, Kodak
got peeing on the. Facts. I was about to say, what?
Time out. She could have. Yeah.
What happened?
She could have moved. She could have.
Wow. Moved.
She could have.
They both bad people.
No, I mean, they both went to jail for bad behavior.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So
y'all think Kodak did it?
I don't know, man.
Shit, did he go to jail for it? If he did time,
he did go to jail for that.
I thought that was the one that Trump burned the boy.
Yeah.
No. That was a charge. That was a drug charge.
Yeah, I was gonna say he was on the run. Remember, he ran on 4-wheeler, I think.
Yeah, that nigga got a drug charge, but this is what he did. He fucked around and paid Shuddy off. That's what he did. So he wouldn't have to trial or nothing for it.
That nigga did it.
He had to pay Shuddy off. He paid him off. He took the money. Deshaun Watson had to do the same shit. I don't think he did it. The 20 fucking women, I don't think he did it.
20?
Deshaun.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't know. That's...
That's what it is. My man ain't out here slinging. I don't think Kodak did it. I'm sorry. I know R. Kelly did it. This nigga recorded it. I know R. Kelly did it. I'm sorry. you can't tell me nothing. This nigga put up the camera, said cheese, and then did it. Stop playing with me, man. That nigga did it.
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
We're not pulling no OJ here. That nigga did it.
Nah, man. Oh yeah. I fuck with Worldwide Steppers too.
Yeah.
Like in a funny way though. This nigga talk about fucking a white bitch. Like he felt guilty about that shit. Like damn.
He felt guilty. He said his ancestors weren't true.
Facts.
Yo.
Every Michael, your ancestors looked over you like, yo.
Like, yeah, tear that shit up.
Niggas, yeah. That 40 acres of mule. That 40 acres of mule right there.
This for master fucking on my wife, man. Real shit. Nah. Yo, that shit was deep, bro.
Bring this on the boat.
Word.
Yo.
This for the yo, ones that jumped off the
boat. Special white girl. I'm going to take that way.
Oh shit!
These for the homies.
Publicly here, like, am I the only one that caught that shit?
What?
I mean, go there.
Am I the only one that caught that shit? Anyway, I'm just gonna move on. Yo, so I don't know if y'all noticed, but people really don't fuck with Kendrick like that for whatever reason. So, like,
it's like Casper. He takes fucking 3 years to drop an album.
Yo.
I'd be mad at this shit, too, if I didn't see this man in fucking so long. And then all of a sudden, hey, I'm dropping the album, guys. I'm like, what the fuck? I've been grew old already. Where the fuck where'd you go?
So, like, I just want to, like, ask y'all, like, why do you think people don't like Kendrick? Go ahead, Lee.
Well, between what Mike said and, between that and the fact that, you know, just he's lyrical, like, folk really don't like the whole lyrical motherfuckers like that. They just want to be lit. They want to hear that beat. They don't want to hear all that rah-rah shit niggas be talking about. They don't want to hear that, you know, you on your spiritual journey, you know, listening to the spirit gods. They don't want to hear that shit. They want to hear that gun, clack, clack. You know, turn up, twerk something. That coochie rap. You know what I mean? The term we came up with.
Coochie rap.
They want to hear that coochie rap, bros. Wow. You hear Ant? You hear Ant? Like, that's what they want to hear.
Slime.
So but, when the niggas start talking that positivity, you know, niggas get weird.
So, all right, but I feel you. So, Ant, why do you think people hate Kendrick?
I don't think they hate him. I just don't think they take the time to listen to the music. Like Malik was saying, like, that lyrical shit. Like, it don't get their attention right away, but if you listen to it a few times, like, I think some people start getting it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right,
one of them hitters.
All right, Pierre, why do you think people don't like Kendrick?
Because they like bums?
This nigga.
Oh, my gosh, bro. What the fuck? Anyway.
Like, Malik was your beats. They don't care about but beats. As long as the beat is good and you have lyrics that niggas can barely understand and you got boom, and then you can sing along with the damn song, you gotta sit there and it's the only thing to care about. Like, shit that you can play in the club.
I mean, I got a theory, man.
What's your theory, nigga?
Bro, I'm gonna keep it a beam. I think it's like, I think it's like Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, like the pocket passes in the league. Like, this is a new era. We used, you know, back in the day, it was fucking, yo, how strong is your lyrics? Now it's more like, this the mumble rap era now. Like, we're not really worried about them lyrics, how your beat sound. So now it's just a different time. And, like, yeah, people like us, we do appreciate the old school classics, but it's not going to be a lot of people that, you know, root for people like that. Like, we grew up with these. It's not, it's different, you feel me? So when Tom Brady, when Kendrick, when fucking J. Cole, when any of the lyrical rappers, when they retire, I mean, we're going to appreciate them, but at the same time, it's just a new age. I mean, we still got new people like J.I.D. and other artists like that still carrying it on, but who? J.I.D.?
Yeah.
He just retired.
Yo, you bullshitting.
I swear to God, I'm not bullshitting. I swear to God.
They gone. They all gone. I don't know how the fuck. They gone. When we all look back at it, we're gonna be like, fuck, like, it's the end of a fucking era. So yeah, it's the mumble rap era now.
Alright. That nigga lost his mind when we found out Jid's gone.
Wait, nah, is he retiring?
Yes. Dreamville announced it like what, 2 hours ago, something like that? 3 hours ago?
Man, let me go on Twitter. Damn. I don't believe y'all, nigga.
I swear to God.
Niggas is retiring and shit.
Fuck you, Mike.
The nigga only got like one album, two albums. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm being dead serious. He retired. Leak. What? Leak.
Nah, that nigga gonna pull an Eminem.
You said Dreamville, right?
Dreamville. Go to Dreamville on Twitter.
Nigga, they talk about tickets. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. I'm being dead serious. They talking about bottom tickets to the next show. That's what I see.
I mean, I don't know. I find people hate Kendrick for the simple fact that he can rap. How the fuck damn, is bro. How old is he? 30. Is he 30? Yes, he's 30 something.
That nigga's 34.
He need to go till 40. Fuck, he tripping. I just heard this nigga. Now he gonna retire. That make no difference. Drop another album. Fuck.
Damn. Wait, tell me, we talking about Jid?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Oh, Jid. Oh, I think you were talking about Kendrick. I was like, Kendrick's like 34, 35.
Nah,
no, not Kendrick. Yeah. I'm talking about Jid.
Yeah. But not though, yeah. People, yeah, because I think because Kendrick can rap, but he don't rap about shit these niggas want to hear. So there's that. And then, like I think Pierre, one of y'all niggas said, he said, like, you actually got to listen to what he's saying. And some people don't want to take the time to do that. So it's like, there's that. Yeah, so
that is facts.
That's why I feel like
people. You always got to listen to his album twice.
Exactly. Like, niggas, like, it's like niggas is like, listen to it one time. They're going to put shit trash.
Yeah, he did that shit on purpose last time. Because last time you had to listen to the bitch backwards.
yeah, like, no shit backwards.
Facts.
You had to listen to the whole
nigga. It was just a story. He just switched the stories at the end. Like, that's about it.
Oh,
it
yeah, really but normal. I'm just saying he layered it like he listened to it backwards. I'm like, how the fuck would you do that?
Yeah. Oh, like another reason I think because he's like super creative. Like, and like I'm not gonna say people don't like creativity, but it's like it goes along with you actually gotta listen to what he's talking about. Like, you gotta like watch the video like 15 times to fully grasp it. You gotta listen to the album 15 times to fully grasp it, and niggas don't want to take time to do that shit. So
facts.
Yeah. So moving on to I think it's a hard topic. We gonna rank these projects of this man.
So we going by five? Because there's a five albums, right?
I mean, I was all right, so basically I was going to Basically, I was gonna do all the projects you can see on whatever streaming services you have. So, if you want, you can include Untitled, Unmastered, Black Panther, and the Mr. Morale, the Big Steppers. If you want, if you don't want to, that's cool. So,
isn't there only is five? He only has like five albums, though, right? Like five.
I mean, he has five literal albums, but if you want to, but I'm counting everything I see on Spotify.
Oh, I'm only counting.
And I did the same.
I mean, fuck it. Just all right. Go ahead, Leek. What's your list?
I did mine's based off of just everything you see off of like Apple Music, Spotify, whatever. Sorry. Number one, I went with To Pimp a Butterfly. Number two, Good Kid, Mad City. Three, I had to go with Damn. Mm-hmm. As far as right now, four, I gotta say the new album. Mm-hmm. Then after that, for five, we got Section 80. Six, we got Overly Dedicated. Then I went Black Panther soundtrack, then the Untitled for the last draw. All
right, Pat. All right, what about you, Ant?
All right, mine's is similar. I ain't gonna cap, but mine's is forever gonna be Damn, number one. I ain't even gonna cap. Nah, for real, bro. That shit, I don't know why. That shit just hit different. But Damn, nah, this
is a banger.
Yeah, you both for that one. I like that.
Yeah. Bro, that shit just hit different for me. It was like a different time back then. A fucking definitely the new album, number two. Yeah, I fuck with it heavy. I waited too fucking long. It's been 1,800 something days.
How are you gonna say your list is similar to Leek, but your top two isn't his top two?
Yo, I'm fucking fried, bro. Let me be, bro. Yo. I live one life. I'm trying to do it for the content.
Threw me off.
Alright, continue, bro.
Look, alright. Number three. Yo, fuck. Number three, Mad City all day. I ain't gonna cap. Four, Section 8. 5 To Pimp a Butterfly. And then 6 is definitely that Black Panther.
You just put your balls right on the table. You was like, fuck.
Yo. I ain't here to please
you. Starting
to
fire, but I want to listen.
No, but that's it, buddy. That's it.
All right, Pierre. What's your list?
I think I messed my alert. So I used only 5. So I went with To Pimp a Butterfly, number 1. Good Kid, Mad City, 2. Then I went with Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers at 3. Section 80 and Damn. All
right, but all right. What about you, Mike?
I'm not going to lie. My number 1 is Good Kid, Mad City.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I know I'm going to probably make a list. Like the last one. But yeah, that was my classic to me. Number 2 was To Pimp a Butterfly. I give that like a 9.5. I give Good Kid 10. That was 3. I think I had a tie between Damn and I forgot the other one. I'm missing the album. Between Damn and
Section 80?
No, not Section 80.
Overly Dedicated?
Oh, Overly Dedicated. That's what it was. And right. Then, for my 5, 5 was Section 80.
All right, bet. I mean, I didn't mind based off everything you see on Spotify or whatever, but I'm going to start from the bottom to the top. So I got Black Panther, Untitled Unmastered, Overly Dedicated, Section 80, Damn, Miss Him Around the Big Steppers with an asterisk by it because it's still kind of too early. Then I got Good Kid, and then I got Twin Butterfly. Mm-hmm. So I could say everybody but it got similar lists. So, last topic.
Let's go.
Wait, who made that crazy list? Hold up.
Hardest question of them. It made that crazy shit.
That list.
You know what I mean?
That list is what made that as one.
What happened? Yeah.
Why is Damn at your one?
I said,
I told you, bro.
Like that?
So you gotta listen to it while you in the whip just cruising. You can't listen to it while you in the headphones because then it gets too sentimental. While you're cruising, you know what I mean? I'll be in my feels, bro. I'll be like, oh, shit. Damn, Kendrick, you really going through that shit?
I knew you was going through something when you put that list together. That's why I'm like, damn.
Nah, you got to be cruising, bro.
Yo.
If you ain't cruising, you ain't feeling like that vibe.
Yo. Just cruising around listening to
it.
Bro, you acting
no
like...
other question. That's it.
Bro, that's all I do. I fucking, yo. I miss that
shit. In the car, you said, fuck it.
Yeah. Miles,
doing this, damn.
That nigga said, "Hop out, pull up, make it look sexy." God damn.
That's my shit. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yo, facts.
But not though. So last topic. It's probably gonna be the hardest one. Mm-hmm. So, as of this recording, objectively speaking, Pierre. Mm-hmm. Where does Kendrick rank all time?
Number fucking 1.
Facts.
Number fucking 1.
Facts.
Fucking number 1. And right behind him is Nas. And right there behind Nas.
Y'all niggas is smoking crap.
And right behind Jay-Z is Kanye.
Yeah, I'm right there. He's
my best friend.
I'm like, yo, this must be some angel dust coming out. I don't know what you're talking about.
Ain't nobody says Jay-Z. Like I'm lost.
Like, super sober, bro. Like, what? He ain't never do shit. Like, yo.
Yo, we put Don at the top.
Crazy top. Out here.
What?
Kendrick number
one. We put Dot at number 1 top.
Not number 1, bro. I'm sorry.
Nah,
who?
Bro. I say top. He's top 10.
Then who?
It's all I subjective. Said objective.
Then who? Kodak?
Yeah, objective.
Nigga, you just say Kodak.
Wait, yo. Who said Kodak?
Yo, this let me try to vote. Different, bro.
Let me try to vote.
Dead ass too.
He really is.
Wait. This the same dude. Oh,
nah. I said who the fuck else? I said number one. Fuck all that.
Number one rapper gotta be between like Jay-Z or like Wayne or something, bro. Like
what? Nah, fuck that.
What? Are you crazy? Are you crazy?
Yo. All right. So, Leek, where does Kendrick rank all time to you?
Oh, he's definitely top 10.
All right, bet.
We're top 10.
Like, where do you have him? Like,
what number?
Who, like,
yo,
like,
probably,
who's
I
ahead
mean,
of him?
Like, ahead of him? Like again, bro, I say Jay. Jay's ahead of him. I'll put Wayne ahead of him. Who else would I put ahead of Kendrick?
All right, number three so far.
Who else would I put above Kendrick?
Sure ain't Cole.
Cole.
You said Cole. What?
Nope.
Cole.
I'm about to get off this shit.
Cole hit different.
Wait.
I'm about to
get
off this shit.
You said Cole.
And y'all
need to
talk about me. This nigga put
Cole
ahead of me.
Yeah.
Nah, Cole not ahead of Kendrick.
No. Hell no.
Listen. I just started up some fire, ain't
before y'all start going in on me, y'all gotta listen to how I measure this shit. I measure this shit basically by his not only his production, but his lyrical capability.
I get you. Wow.
You feel
you.
What I'm saying? I put all of that kind of in one.
Man, look, that man been missing. I'm sorry. Like, yeah. He's been missing.
Fuck up, Mike.
I'm just saying.
Shut up, Mike.
So yeah,
I gotta put Cole.
Like I said, Wayne. That
nigga came back.
Yo.
That shit is terrible.
He's
like, Daddy,
he
be like, yeah, after all these years, I got the milk. I came back.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wait, so,
Lee gonna
said.
Yo, y'all really put me on the spot with a top 10 right now.
Nigga,
I'm trying
bro.
To think. Who else? Wait, who I say? Who all I say?
You said Cole,
Jay.
Cole, Wayne,
Jay.
He said
facts.
I don't know. You're definitely top five then.
Yeah,
see?
Know.
Let's go. Let's fucking go.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like, who else? I can't say Drake because Drake ghostwriter out here. I'm sorry. I just can't rock with that.
I mean, Jay got a ghostwriter. Wayne got a ghostwriter. Who got a ghostwriter?
Who
got a ghostwriter?
Jay is the ghostwriter.
Exactly.
You lost your damn mind.
So
you said Jay-Z never had help writing his shit.
I mean,
he probably had an actual ghostwriter. Like,
nah,
ghost bro.
You
can't come
out of pocket.
Respect hold like that.
You out of pocket.
He about to buy the podcast and cancel us.
Yo.
Hov going to booth one take.
Yeah. Like,
real shit.
Yeah, bro. So. Leak. So Kendrick top five in your eyes?
Yeah, I had to say Kendrick top five because yeah, I can't really think of nobody else that's like really, yeah, that's like right. Yeah, I can't even say Kanye because he is Mr. Ghostwriter out here. Like, he get a ghostwriter in a minute.
So I can't wait to hear this one.
Doopity soup.
And, go ahead. Where does Kendrick rank all time for you?
Number one already.
Stupid.
Okay.
Number fucking one.
All right, Pete.
Dummy.
Wait, we need to hear his five. We need to hear his five.
Yeah. Hey, what's your five?
My five?
Yeah, your five.
Yes.
On the spot like that, though?
Yeah.
All right. I got this team, you know. Okay.
What?
Facts. Nah, he's definitely top four. Number four. Gunn is definitely number four. Solid three. He a solid three. He a solid four.
What?
Yo, this nigga in real life love Gunna.
He a solid three. He a solid fucking three.
He
a solid fucking three. Nah.
He got
Gunna
on his
side. He a solid 50.
Nah.
Definitely on there. Nah. All right. Number two. Definitely Nas. I ain't gonna cap. I listen to Nas more than Jay-Z, but Jay-Z definitely got more bangers. I ain't gonna cap.
So, wait, time out. So, you got Kendrick, Nas, Hov, Gunna.
Facts.
Oh, shit. He was for real. Oh, my God.
Facts.
Yo, he's dead ass.
Yo, ASAP Rocky.
And you got Rocky at five.
Bro,
Pierre, what is your
ASAP Rocky?
Drowning. What is you doing? No. ASAP. What classic album did ASAP drop? That's so far with
Ill. Facts.
What the? Yo, y'all crazy, bro.
I'm not saying this on Illmatic level, but that's his most iconic.
ODB.
ODB is hella underrated.
Number six. ODB.
ODB is underrated. ODB is criminally underrated.
He's not touching the top 10 in my opinion.
How do you it's subjective, nigga. You can just I said
objective. Just whatever.
I fuck with ODB heavy, but not top
Nah. Like, don't get me wrong, I fuck with Gunna heavy too. He's not
Gunna don't even belong in this joint.
Like, he's definitely not touching.
One of these niggas do not match. Hell no.
Kanye.
That nigga drowned. He ain't dripping. He drowning. Nah, you gotta go.
Yo, free YSL, bro.
He said free YSL. But nah. Oh, I already know your answer this, Pierre. So where does Kendrick rank?
You already know. I already said it. Bing bong number one, nigga.
All right, what's your five? Say, just for shits and giggles.
Just do that? You said what?
What's your five for shits and giggles?
Number five is K-Dot. Then you got Nas and or Jay-Z, because it's interchangeable for me.
Facts.
Three, what I say? I said Kanye at that spot. Then four would be Cole. Five. Well, shit. Actually, damn, that's kind of hard. Man.
You actually did name five. You think
I named five, but it's kind of hard to sit there and put like Jay-Z over Nas and vice versa. It's kind of
that's
hard.
Facts.
It really
that's
is.
That's a major fact.
Yeah.
So then I just say the tie for like second in my eyes. And number five, somebody like who's very underrated is and very overlooked is Three Stacks.
Mm. Okay. My only problem with Three Stacks is they ain't got a fucking album, bro.
I ain't gonna lie.
That's my only thing,
I'm not mad at that as long as he got, like, big boy, like, a spot or two below Three Stacks. I'm cool.
Big boy's not on it, though.
And that's the problem.
How's that a problem,
Wait. So if you take Andre, Big Boy gotta be in the top 10?
Yeah, to me, because
like that, I ain't gonna cap, bro. That's okay.
To me, because they really don't, because they don't, because like Big Boy got solo projects. Three Stacks is. All right, go ahead.
I feel like if I throw Andre in there, that's like throwing homage to Big Boy. You know what I mean?
That's facts.
It's not though.
That's like Method Man and Redman.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not, but it's something like
it can be, though. It can be because they were a duo.
Yeah, but
you're not saying Outkast. You're saying like, Andre 3000.
My thing is, we got solo projects from Big Boy. All we got is guest verses from Three Stacks. Don't get me wrong. I fuck with those verses.
And love them.
Because it says featuring Andre 3000. Let's say it's featuring Andre 3000.
Yeah, but we get like a verse every other year from the dude, bro. Like, it'd be different if he was like consistent with them shits and all right, cool. But like, to me, like, I can't have Three Stacks.
So you're taking points off because he's been missing.
Yeah, basically.
But he says he's not hip no more, so that's why he don't make music.
All right, so.
But he still make music, though.
Yeah,
he doesn't.
He did this shit with Kanye.
Yeah, that was a verse.
Ain't nobody say E-40.
He said he only did that verse.
Yeah, I mean, he wanted to be technical to Love Below, but.
Yeah. Right. I mean, hey, man. I have Three Stacks there. I mean, it's either that or Most Def is right there because no one talks to Most Def, which is kind of crazy.
Most definitely not. No.
Fuck you, Mike. No. Fuck you, Mike.
No, you tried it. I'm not putting Kodak in my top five. It's not definitely going to be Most Def. Most definitely not. No.
Why not Most Def?
It's just No, he not there. I'm sorry.
You disrespecting Yasin Bey like no. that. Stop it.
Stop it.
Put some respect on Yasin Bey.
No,
put some respect on Yasin.
Don't say Yasin Bey.
Yeah, we're not doing
it. All right, Mike, where's Kendrick ranking your all-time to you?
I think Kendrick, because I'm not going to lie, when I was going to put him at the bottom 10, but he going to be on my – he going to crack my top five. But I don't know if that nigga going to be fucking 3, 4, or 5. He might be – like, he right there in that range.
All right. Not even a 2?
In front of him is Kodak Black.
2? No. No.
All right, who just talking about?
Take the 2 spot. On his list. Who take that 2 spot?
2. I'll probably give it the can I throw Biggie on there? Or can I not throw Biggie?
Yeah.
Nah, all time, bro.
All time.
That's facts.
All right, all time, I'm going by. All right, so Biggie was one of the best lyricists I've ever heard, period. Like,
that's
facts. He can make anything. He can make anything sound right. So I'll put Biggie on there.
R.P. Number
1. That's tough, number 1. Because I want to say Jay, but I don't know. Because he did give us the blueprint.
Mm.
Blueprint series.
I'll probably go Jay. Jay could take that number 1 spot. Nas would probably be 3 or 4 competing with Kanye. I mean, not Kanye, Kendrick. And then 5, I'll probably go with 3 Stacks. Mm.
All right, bet. I mean, even though
3 Stacks ain't give us enough work, I feel as though as an artist, we done heard enough of 3 Stacks.
All right, thank you.
I can feel that.
Yeah. And fuck y'all. I mean, I'm got an issue with you putting 3 Stacks in your top 5. I just think Big Boy just gotta be no more than a couple spots lower than anything.
Because like, he was going bar for bar with him.
Yeah, basically.
I got you.
I ain't gonna lie. I only got a problem with it because, you can't really go and just listen to a 3 Stack like project. It's just him with other niggas. It's easily to get to be influenced by other people on the song. Not saying 3 Stacks ain't do his own thing on them records and like go crazy as he should, but I don't know. Just to put him in like my top, I can't. I just can't do that.
Well, every project he was on, he pretty much set himself different than every other artist. Like, he was always the weird
That's
motherfucker
a fact.
That he had cool. Like, yeah, you be like, damn, there go Andre. You don't touch that nigga, though. That nigga weird. He always did his own
First
thing.
First off, we gotta give Erykah Badu credit, where credit is due.
That's a fact.
Because her coochie
Erykah
gave
Badu.
Us 3 Stacks.
Hey, don't
Who?
Start,
that's
bro.
That's a fact. Talk about it.
Nah, that ass. Who?
Her coochie
Come
gave
on, bro. Don't
stacks.
Do this shit. Don't fucking cry, bro. Come
don't
on.
Her coochie gave us 3 Stacks.
Come on, bro.
Look, if you want to be a great rapper, shoot your shot with Erykah Badu.
Who the fuck?
Shit.
Have a child named Seth. That's what all you gotta do.
Yo, Jay-Z get points too. That nigga bag fucking Beyonce. How the fuck you get Beyonce looking like that? This nigga got 2 big earthworms coming off his lips and he fucked around bag Beyonce. What the fuck?
Yo, damn. And
if he can do it, anybody can do it.
Real shit.
That bootleg Jean Michel Basquiat looking nigga. Yeah.
Yo.
It's not disrespect.
He called him a bootleg Basquiat.
Shit.
I mean,
get yourself some million
dreads, bro.
Yeah, yo.
Basquiat wore that.
Yo, it's mad niggas with free form dreads though.
Yeah, yo, like the Weeknd used to have them shits.
But who's that celebrity wearing them like that? No, he doesn't
Cole?
Have the same one that Bas.
Oh, yeah, Cole
has.
Cole.
He looks just like Basquiat.
That is Basquiat.
It's Basquiat.
It's Basquiat.
It's Basquiat. Said, get the name right.
It's Basquiat. I took French. It's Basquiat.
So did I. It's Basquiat.
And no, but is the nigga even French?
It's Jean-Michel Basquiat.
But no.
I said I took French. Is that nigga even French?
He's Puerto Rican and Haitian.
So where does French come into play?
Yeah, Haitians speak French.
I guess, bro. I don't.
Yeah, he did.
What?
I ain't know that shit, nigga. I don't look.
Stop by saying.
But Nado, Nado, I ain't gonna hold y'all. Like, I used to have Eminem in my top five. Time out. Strictly because I'm not going to deny that man's skill.
He hard. Don't get me wrong. He hard.
He is. But.
You just not ever blasting that man down the street.
No, you're not.
You can't.
Not in the whip.
You're not. But.
Niggas going to be like, yo, turn this shit off, bro.
Yes.
But nah, like, yeah. They going to be like, that nigga got issues.
Yo, nigga check on your man's,
the,
bro.
Playing Kim in the whip and shit.
See, that's where Gunna come in. Hot yep. Number four.
No, no, no.
All for it.
You tried it.
All for it. In there. Boom.
But Donald.
That's it.
Go ahead.
All right, so I had Eminem in my top five because he can rap and he's the highest, like one of the highest selling rappers.
Oh, you sticking to him?
No, no, fuck no.
We're talking about numbers.
Hell no.
Oh, you disrespectful, damn.
Wait, time out. But
we're talking about number ones.
I ain't going to hold you. I bumped him out for Kendrick. Not gonna lie,
okay.
Kendrick top five, right. But I got Kendrick tied with one of Pierre's favorite rappers of all time. Take a while, guess who that is?
Top Jermaine. Five. Jermaine.
No.
Nas.
Who? Aubrey.
Yeah.
This nigga.
Who? Drake.
Drake.
All right.
Drake.
Come out.
Drake.
Huh?
Are we not seeing the run he's currently on right now?
That's facts.
Are we not seeing
that? That's facts.
Of being a pop
star.
Pop star.
Talk about it.
What he do to me?
He's not a slouch when it comes to this rap shit. Let's keep it a bit.
All right, this shit was
going back to back.
Hey, but what Pusha T did to Drake, though?
No, see.
Don't get me wrong. I fuck with Push more than I fuck with Drake. But objectively speaking, I got to put Drake in my top five. But he's tied with Kendrick.
If you fuck with Push more than you fuck with Drake, why is Push not? Is Push in your five?
No, but
I'm
objectively speaking, though.
Wait, whoa.
He's a Aubrey.
He was not mentioned this whole podcast.
No, I am not. He's not. You swear up and down, I love him because you hate him.
I don't hate. Can't hate anyone I don't know. It makes no sense.
I don't love nobody I don't.
No, you hate that nigga.
See, I told you. I know.
Every time I bring that nigga name up, it's just automatic this.
He brought up Aubrey.
It's just, and then you call him by his fucking name. Like, why you do that, yo?
Yeah.
Push kill Drake. It's
yo,
Aubrey.
You call him fucking Aubrey. You give him the fucking Degrassi name. Like, goddamn.
But nah, yeah, I got him tied with Drake. Like, that the run Drake's currently on is like undeniable. Like,
that's facts.
And then,
No. Go ahead. I'm listening.
And then. I got another tie. I got Kanye and Wayne tied at 2 and 3. They're interchangeable, in my opinion. And I got Hope at 1.
That's a good list. I'm not going to lie. That's a good list.
Exactly.
That nigga going to go pray to his Aubrey later.
Bro, like, why do you think I fuck with Drake so much?
You just said you did.
My list is objectively speaking. If I had to do my top five favorite rappers, Drake is not touching that list.
Yeah, all right.
If I do my top 10 favorite rappers, Drake's not touching that list.
Nah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I ain't gonna lie. We probably gotta do that one podcast, though.
What? Top five hit?
Yeah, right. I think I gotta sit down and figure out what's my top five. I ain't gonna lie.
I will quickly do my top five favorite real quick, and that's it. I got Childish Gambino on 5, Uzi at 4, Kendrick at 3, Kanye at 2, Hov at 1. That's my top five favorite.
Hey, you got Childish in your 5?
My favorite, yes, that's my guy.
That's interesting. Damn, I fuck with that. Yeah, he's been the best for years.
I seen that nigga on ATL. I was like, oh shit, he alive.
Oh, this nigga Mike.
Yo.
What happened?
That nigga Mike knows Uzi.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he went to school with that nigga.
Like we went to the same high school.
Hey. Oh shit.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah. Working on Dying, they went to the same high school too.
Wow.
So damn.
That was a very Uzi interesting.
Uzi at 4, though? That's weird, though.
As favorite, Pierre.
Well, right. To be honest, you could be going on potential, like how his career going to end up being. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I do it based off of, like, who if I got the aux.
Who you fuck with?
Yeah, basically, yeah, who I fuck with. But not though.
Yeah, who you throwing on the aux?
Yeah. I mean, I got way more than that, but I'm not.
I'm just telling you. Like, if we in the car and you play Childish, I'm taking the phone.
Oh, go ahead. Nah. I'm not playing Childish in the whip. No, fuck no. But I'm not in the
that's
whip.
Crazy. You in your that's crazy.
No. I'll be like, you in your feelings. Give me that.
How? Cause like if to expound
what song you gonna play? What song you gonna play? What song you gonna play?
Me or
yeah,
you dead ass yo.
Sweatpants.
What song you gonna play? Like
this nigga said sweatpants.
That's a good song to play. That's a good song to play. It's a rap song.
All right, we can go with that.
I mean, personally,
if it's a car full of niggas, are you gonna play anything for Waking Up My Love? Are you gonna play for anything for Waking Up My Love?
No,
exactly.
I'm not playing, bro. I'm not playing. I'm playing Future, Thug, Free That Man.
YSL. What I said
behind bars. Stop saying Gunna. Stop saying that shit.
Gunna, huh? Take over.
Stop saying that shit.
Drip or drown.
Yeah, they are.
Those niggas is cooked, bro. I'm sorry. Like,
Yeah, bro. I don't like wishing jail on niggas, but yeah. Like,
you don't have to.
They got y'all on wiretap.
I don't think they getting out.
Yeah, I know, man. That's damn. Don't get me started, bro. We did this the last podcast.
That Rico
charges 56. You ain't beating 56 counts.
I think
somebody snitching.
Unless you get OJ's lawyer.
Facts. OJ lawyer dead.
OJ's lawyer?
Damn.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, he's dead.
Cotton died. Yeah, Johnny Cotton died.
Yeah, he's no longer with us.
Well, good lawyer, niggas is done.
Damn.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, the lawyer they got though, y'all seem like he's solid. I mean, we see what he come up with.
Yeah. That nigga gonna be looking at them charges like, damn.
Did you do this? Nah. But nah. All right, so.
That's how a white dude gonna look at him like, y'all niggas done.
That's not wildin', bro.
That's not wildin', bro. Fuck.
Y'all niggas done fucked up. You know that.
Alright, so, well, me. So,
R.P. Lil Key. Facts. Or Young Key, whatever your name is.
Lil Key, yeah.
Lil Key.
Yeah,
little kid. Well,
real shit.
That's like, yo, ain't that like your homie, cousin, something like that?
Who, Thug? Nah, that would I only fuck with dude like that, but like from the shit I heard, he was basically like another Thug, basically.
Facts. It was wavy.
Yeah.
What?
Yo, how did he die though? Do anybody know?
I thought he like kidney failure or some shit like that. I think I don't know.
Damn.
And that's what I read. He was only 24. God.
Yeah, he was. He was young.
Damn, yes. Kidney failure. Damn,
that's probably that fucking codeine.
Yeah,
I mean it could be a number of things for real, but damn,
yeah,
that's fucked up.
This concludes this episode, and as you all know, we always leave the world with a final thought. So, Leek, what is your final thought to give to the world?
Man, spread more love, no hate. And stream new traps, but it's just Leek. Going up.
Do you want to tell the world who it's just Leek is Leek?
Oh, yeah, it's me, of course. You know what I'm saying?
All
right, the one and only. You know what I'm saying?
Huh. All right. Ant, what is your final thought to give to the world?
Yeah, I mean, stay cooling, stay grinding. Same old, same old. Drink that water.
All right. All right, Pierre, what is your final thought?
Rod.
Listen to me and Mike's podcast, Pardon Our Ignorance. I don't know. What else, Mike? I don't know.
Big ups.
That nigga died. Anyway, so Pardon Our Ignorance. We have a new episode out. Just like Kendrick, the whole shit that we talk about. The Random Black Kid. Follow me on Twitter. Actually, don't do that because I piss a lot of people off for some reason. this nigga, yo. Man. Yeah. Be like Kendrick, man. Every time you smash a white girl, just think, man, reparations. That's and Yakubian women love me. Everyone else hates me. So
you gonna say that publicly, my boy?
Yeah. Realist too. Respect.
What the fuck? I don't think like it. So
like you died, nigga. Yeah, he died. Mm. Damn. All right. Also, before I go. Thug and Gunna, damn, that's crazy. But your lawyer is probably looking at y'all shit like, damn, y'all niggas done fucked up. All right, I'm out now.
All right. So my final thought is stop acting like Kendrick is a colorist all because his wife is light skinned. They've been together since he was in high school. Just let this shit go. That's all. So,
wait, pause the nigga back.
Damn, Mike, you back too, bro.
Okay, guys.
Let's go.
All right,
Mike.
All
right. Nigga back. All right, Mike. All right. All right, Mike. What's your final thought, yo? Mike. All right, Mike. What's your final thought?
Final thoughts is just appreciate all music. Make your own list. Because if your list is as crazy as it, you need to rethink on life. And then,
that's facts.
Gunna facts. Is as much as I love Gunna, that nigga not top five. I hope him and Mosto ISL get out.
Plug the pod. Mike, plug the pod.
I got you. Oh, yeah. Plug the pod. Listen to the podcast. Don't worry about that shit. This joint hot. We need to do another one. We need to do another one of these. Feel me? And
facts.
Yeah,
facts.
Hey, strap up. Don't fuck white women, or at least feel me. Because Pierre on some dumb shit. Like, don't do that.
Diversity.
Other than that, Pornhub, I need my contract. You know what I mean?
We need that contract.
Facts.
We need that contract. Me and Mike gonna be reviewing pornos.
What the fuck is going on?
What y'all got going on with our Pardon Our Ignorance?
Fuck that. Sign me to a contract. Put me in whatever porn star y'all want, and we good. We Gucci. All right, so other than that,
we're gonna give commentary. We're gonna be like, damn, y'all, this shit sucks.
No, he lying. I don't need that. What I need is this contract, you feel me? But other than that, yeah, I'm good.
Oh, zero money. All right.
Yo, I would like to thank everybody for kicking it with us for however long we was here for. Y'all know the socials by now, man. We out.
Peace. Yeah.